You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussain Kamani. This summer, Mufti Hussain will be teaching the Hadith Intensive. Students will study the different methods of compilation and preservation of a Hadith, the major role female scholars have played in Hadith preservation, the biography of famous Hadith narrators, as well as different Ahadith collections and excerpts from famous Hadith texts like Sahih al-Bukhari. For more information, visit hadithintensive.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. There is a beautiful supplication of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم where our Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O Allah, I seek protection in you from a heart that does not fear you. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min qalbin la yakhsha. O Allah, save me from a heart that is not connected to you. And then right after that, the next dua the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made was, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min aynin la tadma. O Allah, save me from an eye that does not cry in your remembrance. O Allah, save me from an eye that does not cry in your love. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that these two things being brought together, the Prophet first making dua for a heart that does not fear Allah, that is not connected to Allah, and then making dua, Ya Allah, protect me from an eye that does not cry out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the remembrance of Allah, these two things are actually connected. And he writes in his Bada'i' al-Fawa'id that the connection between the two is very clear. He says that when you see that the eye is facing a drought, the reality is that it's actually the heart that's facing a drought. When a person's heart becomes dry, when a person's heart becomes far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and distant, then the eyes are no longer connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. You know, as in Urdu the poet said, Aswoki zubahu meri tarjuma, that let my tears translate the emotions that I carry in my heart. Because these two are directly, very clearly, and also intimately connected. Keeping a clean heart will also result in a person being able to very easily cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the mashayikh, they say that children cry so easily. The reason is because they're young, their hearts are very clear. Their hearts are pure. They haven't been plagued with what our hearts have been plagued with. One of my teachers, Sheikh Zakaria Khandahlavi rahimahullah ta'ala, after Asr Salah, he would sit amongst his students and, you know, they would just spend some time together. Generally, that was a time where people from the community would come to visit him. So he would sit, people would come and ask him questions. The students who wanted to be in the gathering, they would sit nearby, maybe drink some tea and just sit there silently listening to the advice the Sheikh would give to the people. So what my teacher says, one day when the people of the city gathered together, there was a line of people waiting to come and ask their questions. There was one person who was standing in line and he had his baby in his hand. And the baby was crying and crying and crying. You can imagine how embarrassed this father was, probably sweating beads, thinking that everyone's looking at me, what are they going to say? You know, they must be very uncomfortable. The sheikh is sitting there, he's getting disturbed by this baby crying so much. So the father became frustrated with his child and he started getting angry at his child. He said, shh, shh, hush. Don't cry. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi said to him, Rone do dunya mein rone wale kam reh gaye. He said, let the child cry. Because there are few people in the world that cry these days. The adults have forgotten about crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have tears coming out of their eyes anymore. If the children cry, be for one reason or another, at least they're crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least they're crying with the eyes. They're using the eyes. At least they're still alive spiritually. You know, young kids, you say one thing that offends them, their hearts become soft. They start crying. Parent holds them accountable a little bit, says one word or two words a little too harsh, they start crying again because those hearts are very soft. But then what happens to us is that we go through the world and we go through the cycles of this world and our hearts harden up. They become so hard that if you stand in front of a person and a body is carried to the graveyard, even then that person won't cry. We were being told that it's a janazah salah. I once went to a janazah prayer, believe this or not. I was in a janazah, standing in line for the janazah of my friend's father. And at the janazah prayer, someone had the audacity to start doing a fundraiser. This is not a joke. I stood there and I said, "Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah." What happened to the hearts? I thought the janazah prayer was supposed to be one definite time that people would just reflect over the dead. No long lecture, just standing there reflecting over a brother who left us, thinking that I'm next in line. But even that is gone. We have gone so far, we've gone so far away. And the time comes for us now, those of us sitting here, those of us listening to this, to reel ourselves back in. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the same dua our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when he made the dua, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min aynin la tadma." Oh Allah, save me from an eye that does not cry in your love anymore. Do we not see, Najashi heard the ayat of the Quran, and he started crying. He cried and cried so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a man who's crying in Abyssinia. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Arabia. He's in Africa. He's crying. Nobody knows that he's crying. Tears are coming out of his eyes. It's not on any banner or any flyer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved his tears so much that Allah revealed an ayah. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ إِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That when they hear the verses of the Quran, they started crying. And he cried and cried because he was hearing the haqq. He was hearing the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this had a profound impact on him. Our hearts have become so hollow from within that we very easily cry at everything else in the world but for ourselves. How many times has it happened that you've been watching a movie and you see a sad story and a tear comes out of your eye? You're crying at the state of other people. You're crying at the idea of sadness. But the irony is that idea of sadness that you're crying at very possibly actually might fit your own life if you were to look at it from the right perspective of the betrayal and love that the human being has given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the disobedience, the ungratefulness. If you were to look at that very same paradigm and apply it to yourself, we should be the people who cry over ourselves first and foremost. That's why the scholars, they say that in order for a person to be able to access those sincere tears, the question that needs to be asked is, why have these tears stopped? And if you reflect over this a little bit, you'll come to the conclusion, it's actually because the heart has gotten hard. And now the heart, because it's become hard, it's lost its ability to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it for. So now this begs a discussion. Why does the heart become hard? Why does a person's heart become very tough, like a rock? The scholars have given many reasons, and the truth is that this is a very lengthy discussion. If we were to go into it with detail, we would continue probably till the end of Ramadan, and I don't have an intention of doing that. I just wanted to list today a few things for you today. A few very important points that many mashayikh have brought together, from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala to Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, and other masters of tazkiya. They bring this issue of the asbab, the reasons why the heart becomes hard. And the first thing they write on that list is kathratul kalam, talking a lot, speaking abundantly, always wanting to hear your own voice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله قصوة للقلب وإن أبعد الناس من الله تعالى القلب القاسي. That don't speak abundantly without having the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present in that discussion of yours. Because the person who speaks abundantly and does not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance, the majority part of that discussion, that person's heart becomes hard. And the furthest person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّ أَبَعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The furthest person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who talks too much. The person who's always talking. Someone asked Luqman the wise, how did you become so wise? He said, I stopped talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up my heart. You know? Reflecting, spending time, not speaking, but just internally thinking about things and the world that surrounds us and the reality of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of the Quran and so on. And we'll talk about this more in the next few days. The second thing they say, kathratu dhihk, laughing a lot. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a group of sahaba laughing. And he said to them, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. Look at the two words, لَضَحِبْتُمْ qalila, one phrase, wala bakaytum kathira. It's as if the two are on the opposite ends of spectrums. That either you cry abundantly and laugh little, or you laugh abundantly and cry little. It's kind of like a seesaw effect. La dhahiktum qalila wala bakaytum kathira. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith to the Sahaba, if you knew what I know, if you knew what I know, you would laugh little and cry more. What is he talking about? If you knew what I know, what is the Prophet talking about here? The Day of Judgment. He's talking about the Sirat, the Hisab, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about Jahannam and the pains of Jahannam. He's saying, if you knew of death what I know, if you knew of all of the things that are to come ahead what I know, you would laugh little. Hassan al-Basri was once walking past a young man, and the young man was laughing. You know, he was laughing so loud, like LOL in caps. Ha ha ha, laughing himself away. So Hassan al-Basri, he came up to this guy and asked him, that, have you passed the Sirat yet? You guys know the Sirat? The Sirat is a bridge that will lead a person to paradise. Underneath it will be the fire of hell. It will be thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade. And only that person will be able to cross it, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered His mercy upon. Hassan al-Basri asked this person, have you crossed the Sirat already? This person responded back by saying, La, no, I haven't crossed the Sirat. So Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, that if you haven't crossed your Sirat, فَمَا هَذَا الدِّحْكُ, then what are you laughing over? Then what is there to have joy and pleasure in life, and if you don't know whether you'll even make it to the end of the bridge, or whether you're going to fall down underneath the bridge? And the companions, the Hassan al-Basri students, they say, فَمَا رُؤْيَا الْفَتَى بَعْدَهَا ضَحِكًا. That person was never seen laughing again in the city of Hassan al-Basri. Because Hassan al-Basri taught him a very powerful lesson. Now I'm not saying that you should spend your life crying, that you spend your life in tears, and no more laughing, no more joking, but there needs to be a place and time for everything. Some of us, unfortunately, our whole life just revolves around humor and laughing and joking. We don't like seriousness. We don't like moments with ourselves. We don't like reflecting over our own selves and our own state. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning us of. That don't become someone whose entire life boils down to a few jokes and a few laughs. The third thing the scholars, they say, kathratul akl. Bishr bin Harith says, there are two things. Kathratul akl means eating abundantly. Bishr bin Harith says, I have seen two things in my life that make the heart very hard. And nothing matches them in their effect on the heart. What are the two things? He said, kathratul kalam wa kathratul akl. Talking a lot and eating a lot. That's why you'll find amongst the mashayikh, this was something they used to do. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi quotes from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in his Ihya ul-Umuddin, that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would keep a stone underneath his tongue. And the reason why he would keep a stone underneath his tongue was so that he wouldn't talk a lot. His tongue would be busy pressing that stone down so it wouldn't go down his throat. And as a result of that, he wouldn't talk a lot. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, as narrated in many authentic narrations, sometimes he would be standing and he would hold his tongue and he would say, you've put me in a lot of trouble. Who's saying this? What's his name? What do they call him, by the way? They call him Siddiq, by the way, if you didn't get the memo. They call him Siddiq. And he's saying, oh my God, you've put me in so much trouble. If that's Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu saying, هذا الذي أوردني الموارد, if that's him saying that, then what about people like you and I? Shouldn't we cut back from speech? Not speaking unless necessary. And the whole discussion of the tongue and speech is a very lengthy discussion that I won't engage in. The fourth thing the scholars, they say, is kathratu dhunub, sinning abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Mutaffifin, kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. The hearts have rusted because of the actions of the human being. Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. So repent regularly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing, the scholars, they say, suhbatu su, having bad companionship. You sit with the wrong people, you'll have the wrong effect on you. They say, as-sahibu sahibun, which means, sahib means a puller, someone who pulls. Sahab, because they pull in a direction, okay? So they pull the wind, they pull the rain in a direction, the clouds, sahab are called clouds. So they say, the friend will pull you, he's going to tug on you. Whichever direction your friend is in, that's the direction they're going to take you in. If your friends are forgetful of Allah, if their hearts are rock hard, if they don't have any interest in crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you won't have that in you either. But if you sit amongst people, have any of you ever been to the Haram before? Anyone here been to the Haram? Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara? Yeah? Tell me if this isn't true. You're standing in the Mataf, where the Tawaf occurs, surrounded by people that are crying. You feel like crying, you have no idea why. Your heart's just soft. It's like, it's kind of like margarine. It's just, you don't know why it's so soft. You just poke it a little and it starts reacting. Someone reads an ayah of the Quran, Sheikh Sudais reads an ayah of the Quran. He has great voice. He has a great voice, by the way. But come on, you have an awesome mic system. He has a good voice. And he has a crowd that's like overflowing with sincerity. Every person in that crowd is waiting to cry. And he says, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt. And what happens in the whole crowd? Their tears start flowing because of the energy that each person carries and what we bring together as an ummah when we are sincere. So these are some points I wanted to bring, 4 or 5 points. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq and allows us to refrain and stay away from the asbab, the means that take us to a state of heart that is forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that is rock hard solid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wash away that rust from our heart. Remove the darkness from our heart. Soften these hearts. And give us the joy of being able to cry in the love of Allah before the day of Eid arrives for us, so we can truly celebrate our success of the month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.